Mr. Handman.
Hey yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, no doubt. We's the roughest dream team, reign supreme like a.
This is downtown music.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
Coming at y'all live and direct from MagCity.com. Gonna try and keep this show real simple, man. I always say it's gonna be short and sweet, but it never is, man. But gonna try not to get too deep, man. Not too heavy. God, I just want to just come over here and just rap to you cats, man. Once again, I gotta give backdrop or backstories or history on me, and just give reasons about why I think what I think and how I think, man. You know, to the average nigga, I don't really owe no explanation, man, but you know, just the Mac City crew, man. And I always feel that I have to be crystal clear when I rap to you cats, man, you know. So oh my God, once again, this is piggybacking off the concept of leadership. Once again, big up to my boy Rick Nasty for hollering at me about the concept of leadership. Wanted me to chime in on it and shit, man. And all I can say is, I don't know. Maybe leaders are born and not made. Because ever since I can remember, you know, I've been cut from that mold, man. I've been cut from the leadership cloth, man. It's like, while other niggas is always talking about, well, I'm the way I am because of the way I was raised. I was raised that way. And, you know, that's never been my forte, man. It's like, I done told you on the last show, when all the kids was bullying the substitute teacher, you know, I would always be the cat that would help the substitute teacher. When all the niggas was running around clamoring to get the latest gear, the latest Jordans, the latest starter jackets and shit, I felt no need to participate in that shit, man. You know what I mean? Of course, these things ostracize you, but as a leader, you don't really care. You know what I mean? Because you're a fucking leader, man. Not a goddamn pawn. You're not a peon. Shit, man. You know, the concept of religion. While my whole family swings on the church's nuts, I was like, well, a lot of this shit don't make no fucking sense to me, man. I'm not just gonna follow suit just because the rest of my fams does it. You know, if the shit don't make sense, it don't make fucking sense. Leadership qualities, nigga. You know what I mean? Hey, my moms used to smoke cool cigarettes. You know, I came up in a day where you could actually send your son or your daughter down to the corner store and buy packs of cigarettes. I used to hate buying fucking packs of cigarettes from my mom's, man. She was a goddamn chain smoker from hell, man. But unlike most niggas, you know, they pick up these habits from their parents and they smoke, right? Did I smoke? No. I made up my mind like, man, when I get older, when I get grown, and if I have kids, they will never see me touch a goddamn cigarette. You know what I mean? I'm not going to make my children partake in no fucking secondhand smoke. You know what I mean? So unlike most niggas, I'm that way because that's how I was raised. Nah, fuck that, man. You know, the concept of being a deadbeat dad or a non-existent dad. I remember not coming up with my biological father. Unlike most niggas, right? I refuse to follow that blueprint, nigga. I'm like, man, it sucks not having your biological father around. You know what I mean? It sucks. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I think I've seen this nigga like 2 or 3 times my whole life. You know what I mean? And then I heard about him again in 2007 when he died of a heart attack. You know what I mean? So I never knew this nigga, man. But me coming up, once again, being a leader, I say to myself, I will break the cycle. I will break the chain of non-existent fathers in this family. So when I messed around, got my wife knocked up, well, she wasn't my wife at the time, but shit, I did my own shotgun wedding. Got her pregnant, I married her, went to the military, and took care of my seeds, man. You know what I mean? Leadership qualities. Doing shit because it's just the right thing to do. Not following the crowd, you know, not swinging on the church nuts. Not swinging on society's nuts, and definitely not just swinging on the mob's nuts, because that's basically what's going on now, especially through social media. Everybody just rolls with what's popular and what won't give them any flack. You know, nobody wants drama. Nobody wants any sort of drama that, like I said, righteous drama. I mean, drama just for righteousness' sake. You know what I mean? Because you're doing a righteous thing, you get drama. You know, no one wants to talk about that. No one wants to deal with that. No one wants to play with that, man. So once again, I have to express and I have to make it clear that when you over here fucking with me, you are getting a leader in the game. Check my record. This is how I roll. We're going to be saying a lot of things on this show that is not popular. People are not going to dig some of our stances on things, man. But once again, we are 10 years ahead of the curve. I repeat, we are 10 years ahead of the goddamn curve. Just like, you know, when we first came out with the Cosby shit. Everybody was so bent on crucifying Mr. Cosby. It was just unreal to see all of these niggas come out with their pitchforks and their nooses to try and kill this man, boy. But it's like, damn, are you motherfucking serious? That stance that we took, basically stating that this man was more than likely innocent, it was not popular. Not among black folks. Even though Cosby is, I mean, he's done any and everything within his power to do right by black people, man. Only thing he's done wrong is hold y'all to a higher standard of excellence, and y'all hate him for it, man. You know? But right about now, what we see here is a, should I say, the jig is up, and most of these bitches that came out against him with these false allegations, they have been proven false. Ain't no one's recanting their statements. Not the Young Turks, not the Boyce Watkins. You know, that's why I'm laughing at people when always talking about how, you know, white folks is racist. I'm like, yeah, that may be true, but goddamn, is Boyce Watkins any better? Especially when, you know, we looking at the whole Cosby joint. Shit, he joined in on the lynching. And now that the truth has come out that Cosby is innocent of this shit, no one's going to recant their statements. Everyone is going to, they're going to act like they was never in that lynch mob trying to hang this man. But of course, me and Tony came out, once again, leadership qualities. And we told y'all motherfuckers the real, man. And just like I'm telling y'all the real with this HIV equals AIDS hoax. Y'all going to have to catch up, I know, but believe you me, man, when I tell y'all, man, shit. This is my business to know this shit, man. Me being involved in the sex industry for damn near 20 years and me working within the penal system, within a closed system, you know, as far as contagions are concerned, a lot of shit don't add up. And also, I've done my research and my homework, and I have studied the leading experts in virology and epidemiology. And they're saying that it's bullshit. But of course, none of y'all give it any play because it's not on fucking TV. And it'll never come on TV because the established order makes too much money off selling you niggas how dirty and filthy you are. And how you're like 50% of all new AIDS cases. Stupid fucking shit, man. Stupid shit. No one wants to goddamn investigate none of this shit. You just take it off face value. You see it on TV and bam, there it is. Which, of course, is not leadership material. It is not leadership quality. Mm-mm. But only a leader can actually look at this shit and say, this isn't making any sense. I must investigate this further. You know what I mean? And I've come to a conclusion through the scientific method that it's bullshit, man. It's fucking, I've given you tons of reasons why it's bullshit. And, I mean, just in case you're discounting what I say because I'm just a fat nigga with glasses that does porn. So I've given you white men who are experts, you know, but of course you'll hold your doctor, right, your family doctor up as some sort of shield against my fucking experts in the field of virology and epidemiology, right? You know, I've given you the names of these cats so that you can go ahead and look them up and look at their arguments, right? Is anybody on the obverse side of the argument doing that? Telling you why it is real? No, you can't. Because no one's really going to put their name or give the seal of approval about why HIV does actually cause AIDS. Because they can't do it. Can't be done. Shit. But I'm a leader. And this is what I'm here for. Come hell or high water, I'm supposed to disseminate that which is true, no matter how unpopular it may make me. The whole concept of the power trick movement, man. Yeah, and you know, a lot of cats always ask me, like, man, you know, I've been fucking with you for a long time, and it seems like, you know, you should be bigger than what you are, you know what I mean, as far as being on the internet. And, you know, someone commented, like, damn, man, you know, where's all the views on YouTube? Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, it's weird how I'm not getting that much crossover from the podcast genre to the YouTube genre. So I'm basically, what it seems like I'm gonna have to do is I'm just gonna have to start from scratch as far as not trying to get any crossover from the podcast to the YouTube, just trying to just find YouTube listeners on YouTube and not try and get that crossover. But one of the other reasons why a lot of things, this podcast won't really be what you would call the cat's meow to a lot of cats, man. It's just, we just kick too much unpopular shit, man. We tell y'all too much shit that y'all don't want to fucking hear. Too much shit you don't want to deal with, you know? Yeah, I mean, cut and dry, that's basically what it is, man. And, you know, I'm just too helter-skelter with my shit. I'm all over the place with my shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and it's not really the point to get popular, you know. Of course, leaders aren't concerned with being popular. It's at least not this leader. This leader right here is more concerned with just trying to hit y'all with something that's going to help you out in life, you know. That's about it. Something that's going to help you out to try and boost your quality of life, leave you better than when you found me. That's all. Okay, well, let me just get some updates on some things, man. I am no longer talking to the skillet. Last time I talked to y'all, you know, I had a dilemma between the Becky and the skillet. And the skillet was just, man, there's a lot of things that just let me say, I'm going to just leave this chick alone, man. As cute as she was, you know, I don't like weave, and she's a weave wearer. I don't like that shit. Plus, she was a little on the heavy side. You know, and I like my females, you know, petite. And of course, she had that attitude, man, that if I didn't jump, when she said jump, the bitch was acting all squirrely and acting all crazy. Like I told you, if I text her, if she texts me in the morning, then it took me 2-3 hours to text her back. You know, the bitch was tripping, man. You know, so I was like, I did the fade away on that bitch, man. You know, I just stopped calling her and texting her altogether, man. Shit. And I did meet her one time, man. And I've met Becky 3 times so far. Becky done came down to see me 3 times. And that lets me know she's serious because, you know, it's a pretty long drive to come see a motherfucker, man. Shit. So, me not making a move, not stepping to her, but she done stepped to me 3 times. And it's weird, man. It's weird. It is weird, man. To have her really kind of like, I don't know how to put this shit, man. See, I can understand if, you know, typically when you got a white woman and she's checking for a true blue white chick, man. She ain't nothing ghetto about her, man. She, like I say, from Kentucky, raised on a farm, registered nurse, got 4 kids. Now, this is the thing, right? Like I said, when you got white women that's usually checking for brothers like this, they usually have biracial children. But in this case, she doesn't have any biracial children. They're all white. You know what I mean? And, you know, the red flag is she has 4 children by 3 different dudes. You know, which is weird. You know, all I can say right now, there's a piece of this puzzle that's missing, man. There's a piece of this puzzle that's missing. I'm not necessarily sure what to make of this yet, because typically chicks like this only fuck with brothers if they have biracial children, man. And also, you know, through digging through her past, I've noticed that she had a husband. She was married for 8 years, and through those 8 years, this motherfucker was only employed for 2 of those years. So for 6 years, he was just laying around the house fucking off. You know what I mean? And also, she has told me that she has this young black male that her daughter knows living in the house with them. She has taken it upon herself to take in this young black man fresh out of high school. And, boy, oh boy, I'm seeing some kind of like, I don't know if you can call them warning signs, because, you know, if I was just a leech-ass nigga, man, y'all, it would appear that I've hit the jackpot, you know what I mean? She had a spouse that didn't work, and she supported him for, like, fucking six years. She has this young black man living in her house, right, that her daughter, because she stopped short of basically saying that, you know, it's her daughter's boyfriend. But come on, man. You know what I mean? So, she has a propensity. She has a fetish for Negroes. I'm not sure if she has this white savior thing going. You know, I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Where, you know, the white liberal is just hell-bent on saving the Negro. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily getting that vibe from her. You know, because I'm getting genuine energy from this chick, you know, like she's concerned. And she's 10 years my junior, too. You know what I mean? And I don't need saving. You know what I mean? So there's pieces of this shit that I'm not really going to be able to put together until I go down to her spot and really peep her. You know what I mean? Peep her surroundings and shit, man. But yeah, she's a real white girl, man. And that's what's really intriguing me, man. I've never been in a relationship with a white woman. Shit, not even the wigger bitches. Never been in no relationships with none of them. So this is going to be strange, man. You know, my whole concept right now is just because I'm just too soft to just keep doing this shit the way I'm doing it. I'm too soft, man. too soft to be doing the side nigga shit. Whether it's direct payment or indirect payment, man. I was with my ride or die, my crazy stank attitude bitch, Crybaby Nish, about a week ago, man. And we, you know, we went to the mall. We went grocery shopping and shit, man. And I stop into the grocery store, man. And goddamn, I see this nigga in the checkout line. He wasn't like going through the checkout line buying groceries. He was actually working there. He was actually like the cashier. And it was Darling Nikki's old boyfriend. Wow, man. And I was like, oh shit. And this right goes into why, you know, I try and be low key and incognito and don't show my face all over the place and shit. Cause you never know when a nigga gonna be in his feelings and shit. But I still think this nigga know who I am. I'm not necessarily sure, man. But, you know, every now and then I'll let people get a glimpse of who I am and shit. But for the most part, I'm not really seeking the spotlight, man. So we go shopping. He see her. He like tripping all over himself to go and say hi to Nish and everything. I don't think he recognized me and shit, but he seen me come in with her. And you could tell he didn't necessarily know if he should kind of like rap to it, because he'd been trying to fuck her for the longest. Now, whether they fucked or not, I don't know. Ain't none of my business. But Nisha never tell. You know, she kind of like understands a deal with me. She tries to shield me from niggas that she's fucking. You know, she don't want me to know who she fucking and shit. So, but when it came time to leave and to check our food out and shit, man, it was just funny, man, because he was just kind of like looking at me. He's kind of like a deer in the headlights. He didn't necessarily know who I was, I don't think. I think he was trying to piece the shit together. But you could tell he was a good dude, man. He was a real good dude. You know, I'm real good on reading people. I'm real good on energy. And I started to feel bad, man. I started just reflecting and recollecting all the times Nicole was over hooking me up, you know, doing just all sorts of nastiness to me. And then she would go back home to him, you know, and I felt bad, man. You know what I mean? Shit. I was just getting this nigga's energy, man. I'm like, this is a good nigga right here, man. This is a good nigga right here, man. You know what I mean? I could just tell. And, you know, and I could tell from, you know, a lot of shit that Nicole was telling me also about him. He was trying his best to support her, but he couldn't. You know, he was just one of them cats that he just can't really sustain a job, man. He's one of them niggas that go from job to job to job. So, bruh. And then this, you know, Mother's Day just passed, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm seeing numerous other niggas, man, hugged up with some of my broads, man. And these niggas, you know, they really love these bitches, man. They really love these bitches, man. And like I said, I'm getting soft. I'm sitting back and I'm like, Mike, you gotta stop, man. You gotta stop, man. What you doing is not cool, nigga. What you doing is not cool, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's time for you to get your own bitch, bruh. You know, I this is my conscience talking to me. My conscience is like, man, you know, I know you've seen too much. I know that you have stared into the abyss. And I know you've looked the devil in its eye and it is wearing lip gloss. But, bruh, you have got to change your lifestyle, man. You've got to get you a good bitch, man. You know what I mean? You know, because I'm not really getting the joy out of it I used to, because I'm actually getting a conscience about this shit now, man. I'm looking at these niggas all hugged up with their bitch, just totally oblivious to what these chicks be doing, man. And man, I tell you what, man, I'm gonna take a break, cause I'm getting more text messages on this phone, man, cause I know it's one of these bras wanting to come over, man, do something strange for some change. Hold on, y'all, I'll be right back.
I got a girl, always late. Anytime we have a date,
but I love her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby, my baby.
Daddy's little girl, but not the girl that daddy knew. Daddy never had a clue of what his little girl would do. A drifter, swifter, open up and get with ya. A pocket full of dreams for my love for Kisha. I never concentrated on the fact that I'm loved. Scheme for scheme and things that would lead you to a pipe dream. Picture it, yes, I'm daddy's little girl. I never asked for nothing, now it's a string of pearls. My chance is a thing, could I win with the substance? A princess with a smile, but my sweetness is sort of grim. I never fought the feeling that I had to be wild. Cause in my mind, I was a mature child. But I couldn't hurt daddy, I played the role. But on a sweet tip, I was a misogynist soul. Nikki had to be free, you see, I had to be me. Her life just wouldn't flow through correctly. Me and daddy, little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
But I'm daddy, little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy, little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy, little girl.
Here comes the music.
Daddy'd always tuck me in bed and kiss me goodnight. Say, Nikki, sleep tight, then turn off the light. And when he goes away on a business trip, I flip, lose my grip. Party time. Hey. I tell the girls, split the TV, I'm gonna pick up the booze. My other half move your ass and go spread the news. The party went on, lasted all night long, song after song.
To the break of dawn.
Then watch some nasty porns in the morn. My body got warm, from getting freaky but born. Sexing like crazy, my body amazed me by taking a chance with a man that didn't. A bit unexpected. Before I made love, I should have been protected. Cause now I'm in a jam with this careless punk. And in about 3 months, my stomach will be pumped. Trouble, yes, I'm in the hot seat now. Tell my pops, no way, no how. It'll break his heart, wreck his whole world. To have to grow up quick. Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy's little girl. Trust me, yeah, daddy loves me. Cause I can feel it in his arm strong when he hugs me. But there comes a time when an angel must spread a wing. So I bow my head and get deep into the swing of things. Sort of raunchy, I must be. Cause mama knew every time I skipped school, mama sat home and sang the blues. Now I'm regretting that daddy let me out to play. But I'm a woman now, so let's keep it this way. Daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
But I'm daddy's little girl.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy's little girl.
Seen too much, and I'm ready to deal with some sanity. I think I may be asking too much because some of y'all don't know. You know, I'm still actually legally married. You know what I mean? And fucking with this Becky, you know, I can tell she's campaigning hard, and she's gonna want to get married, man. I can tell she's just. I mean, from the outside looking in so far, I mean, like I say, I still don't know too much about her. All I know is what she's telling me thus far. And of course, you know, this my power trick, spidey senses, man, you know, we always know chicks always lie by omission and they never tell you the full story, man, you know. So I'm just not sure what to make of this just yet, man. I've seen too much. I've stared into the abyss. And I never really, a lot of times I think to myself, should you have peered this deeply into the darkness of dealing with these bitches, man? Should I have done that? I don't know, man. I'm you know, because I remember vividly, man, when I understood that there was something very wrong in this matrix, man. This is when I really kind of like understood I was in the matrix, man. When I was first dealing with Crybaby Nish, and this bitch was telling me that she was fucking with this nigga, right? And she was telling me that this nigga kept burning her. You know, she kept having sex with this motherfucker, and he kept giving her like gonorrhea and chlamydia. But she kept going back and fucking this nigga, man. I'm like, why do you keep fucking this nigga when he keeps burning you? You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. And then I was dealing with her another time, and she got with this other nigga. He had like 15 kids, and he had like 8 baby mamas. And I'm like, why would you deal with a nigga that's got all that shit going on? You gotta know that he's not going to be able to seriously take care of you. You know what I mean? If y'all really get together, and God forbid y'all get, you know, have a baby or something. You know what I mean? And then all she would do is talk shit about this nigga, man. So I'm like, okay. So, I mean, that's all she would do is just talk shit about how this nigga wasn't shit. But I'm like, bitch. Goddamn, you knew he had fucking 15 kids, 8 baby mamas. What the fuck? You know, and then all of a sudden, this heifer hit me up one day. No, because she didn't really hit me up. I kind of pulled her coattails on it, right? Because we was bumping uglies one day, and I noticed her stomach was poking out. And she always trying to hide the fact that she fucking this nigga or that nigga. And it was just weird. I was like, girl, you look like you pregnant. She was like, she giggled and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? I'm like, are you pregnant? She's like, yeah. I'm like, by who? And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, can't be by the nigga that's got goddamn 15 kids and 8 baby mama. She couldn't possibly be this fucking stupid, right? But yeah, it ended up being the nigga with the goddamn 15 kids, 8 baby mamas. And I'm like, oh, are you fucking shitting me? You actually let this nigga dump up in you? You know? Shit. And then, of course, she goddamn got all sorts of shit to say about this motherfucker. How he broke, he ain't taking care of his business. And I'm like, duh. Like, nigga, we in the Matrix. This shit is not real. This shit is not motherfucking real. And then, of course, this is the same chick that always say, I don't want no man with no job. I don't want no punk. Like, what? You know? So, it's like, nigga, this is the kind of shit I've been around for the past goddamn 10 to 15 years, man. This is the kind of shit. This is the kind of mentality. Right? Then I told y'all about the time where this chick, she goes down to Kentucky and finds this nigga that's wanted for murder and brings him back here. Right? And so she's basically taking care of this nigga by the money that I'm giving her, right? Because, yeah, especially, man, about 4 or 5 years ago, man. You know, about 5 years ago, I was really taking care of her hard, man. You know what I mean? Because she was in and out of just doing dumb shit. And, of course, she couldn't let me know that she had any nigga on deck because she knew once that would happen, I would pull my hand back and I really wouldn't be feeding her like that, right? But yeah, man, I always take care of her and her son because she was always talking about how the baby daddy wasn't shit, the nigga with the goddamn 15 kids, 8 baby mamas, right? But you know, that's my bitch. She my ride or die. You know, we've been in the game together and I'm making money off her back anyway, you know, on the internet. So I would share the money, you know. And she was taking care of this motherfucker. Of course, she didn't think I would find out, but of course I found out and shit. And she was buying this nigga cigarettes and cigarellos and Subway sandwiches, just taking care of this motherfucker. But then one, you know, and I never really said anything about it until the one day where she tried to get real slick. And I told y'all about this before, where she wanted me to rent her a car so she could, quote unquote, go job hunting. I'm like, bitch, I'm like, I don't believe you just tried to goddamn, like, pull the wool over my eyes and game me like that. Like, we both know why the fuck you want that goddamn car. You want that car so you can chauffeur this nigga all around town and back and forth from here to Kentucky. What are you talking about? I love you. I'm like, you on punishment, bitch. And I hung up on her and I didn't talk to her for about maybe 2 months and shit, man. Because I'm like, really? I'm like, you gonna take from a nigga that's trying to take care of you, right? And then you gonna chauffeur some nigga around that's wanted for murder. You know, like I said, it's bad enough I knew you was taking care of this nigga with my money. Shit, which basically was her money. You know, you can't really trip when a bitch use the money that you give her on another nigga, because, you know, it's her money. But still, it's just the principle. I'm like, I'm giving you that money so you can take care of you and that baby. You know what I mean? But you got this nigga up in your face. And then I seen, you know, she actually had, like, bruises on her face and all over her body. Nigga was beating her ass and shit. You know, the same stereotypical shit. So this is the kind of bullshit, nigga, I've been dealing with for a decade, man. So when I get a Becky on deck, a woman with some sense, man, I don't really know what to do with her, man. I'm kind of, I'm fucked up, man. I don't know what to do with this bitch because I'm expecting some fuckery to come out of left field any minute now. I'm expecting it. You know, is there such thing as a woman that you can deal with where there is no fuckery involved? You know? But my spidey senses are still tingling because, you know how the old adage, it's too good to be true. It probably is. So I'm like, man, I got this Becky. She fine. You know, only thing that's fucked up about it is she's real active and she likes to do all that white shit, man. She want to go camping, zip lining, parasailing, all this shit. But she got 4 white children, right? She got a young black man staying with her that's from the high school of her daughter. You know, her, and she got this weird fetish now for, like, black men or something. I don't know. Something's not right, man. Could it just be that, fuck, she just into brothers like that now? You know? But she's definitely has a super liberal slant, right? And I'm not going to lie, it's going to be weird walking around because 2 of her oldest children are daughters, and they've both graduated. They just graduated. But she does have 2 younger children. I think they're like 8 and 10. Now, yeah, it's going to be weird walking around. Like, if we do get serious, it's going to be weird walking around with those white children, man. It's gonna feel simpish in a way, because people from the outside looking in are gonna be like, damn, man, you can't get your own kids. And but it's just like, man, ain't it obvious? I'm an old nigga. I'm an old OG. I produce my brood, my seed. They grown, they got hair on their face, you know what I'm saying? I got grandkids, nigga, you know what I mean? So I don't have to get with no chick just so I can procreate with her. You know, that time is basically done. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to produce no more children, man. But it's just going to feel weird, me walking around with these 2 blonde-haired, blue-eyed children. It's going to look hella strange, man. I don't know, man. Shit. But goddamn, boy. Becky good to me, man. Becky good to me. Fuck. Mm-mm-mm. Damn, so. All right. Fat Mac on my Triple XL, man. I'm gonna take me a break, man. I'll be back. Yeah. Now, man, just jumped on here. I'm not gonna really be able to do a lot more talking, man, because my phone is jumping and I'm doing this show on my iPhone, and every time I get to flowing, man, I keep getting these text messages, and these text messages oftentimes cuts off my recorder, man. So these broads right after Mother's Day, man, they trying to get back in the groove, boy. Shit. Man, y'all niggas think I'll play it, man. The formula is airtight. It's fucking airtight, but nigga, I got to change. I got to change my lifestyle, man. Got to get my own bitch, bruh. For real. This shit is getting old, man. I'm getting bored with it. Shit. So, yeah. Once again, check me out on Stitcher. Check me out on iTunes. Check me out on Liberated Syndicate. If you're on Google, type in Max City Limits and it'll pop up. You can also check me out on YouTube for episodes that you won't see on iTunes or Stitcher or Liberated Syndicate. Go to YouTube and type in Max City Limits. And, man, I gotta get off the phone. I gotta get ready because I got one coming by. I'm about to go through the motions again, man. It's kind of like doing laundry now. It's kind of like washing dishes. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I know you're saying, well, nigga, why do you even do it, man? It's like, because, like I said, right now I'm not really in the mood, man, but shit, about 5-10 more minutes from now, boy, shit, boy, because like I said, I got them all trained to do specific shit, man, and they do it oh so well, so I'm going to have a good time. You know, I don't be thinking about these motherfucking females, man. You know what I'm saying? Until they call. And then when they call, it's kind of, it's Pavlov's dog, man. It's like, man, I got to get it. Shit. Yeah. I know. It's kind of sad. But shit. Blessing and a curse, my nigga. Blessing and a curse. I'm out.